are now back in open session, and no action will be taken. Shad, do you have something for us?
I got Todd Hurd with me.
Yeah.
He's in Mary's office right now looking at an easement. He'll be back here momentarily.
Okay. I guess we can start paying bills while we're waiting for Todd.
Take a wake up, man.
Yeah. We can, if you have some old business to report.
Okay, let me, give me these.
Don't touch it.
Give me the stuff, that's not, the loose stuff.
I think the rest are all together, apparently.
Yeah, let me have the loose stuff, because it's not in the system yet.
And if you have, some old business while you're paying there, Tom, go ahead.
I attended the DOT meeting and some of the Endow meeting in Jackson last Wednesday.
Okay.
The DOT people were happy to see me because there wasn't even any commissioners from Sobotico County there.
Because you were the only commissioner
there.
I was
the only one. So,
you went to that CERC meeting. Didn't you go to the CERC meeting that night?
Did not.
Oh, okay.
I was at the school board meeting.
Gotcha. And I was at the Endow meeting, so neither of us were there. Commissioner Burnett, anything to report?
Oh, I took a tour of East and Southeast County roads with Bush last week, and informative and pleased to report. Looks like Road and Bridge is doing a good job and our roads are in good state of repair. Good report.
Excellent report. Thank you. Anything further?
No, sir.
Commissioner Bousman, I know you had an exciting week.
Yeah. I don't know how much detail you want me to go in. I'll give you the
hit the high spot.
The brief high spot version. Attended the Western Governor's meeting in White Horse, Montana, flew into Kalispell. It was a good meeting, informative meeting. Had a good discussion the governors did with Canada concerning trade, which is crucial for the Western states.
Sure.
Had a round table they did on cybersecurity for a power grid, talking about, you know, the risks associated with that and how to approach it. Had a great train ride courtesy of Burlington Northern and Santa Fe up on the edge of the Glacier National Park for one evening. That was a lot of fun, really.
I bet.
One of the keynote speakers was Frank Luntz. Everybody probably knows Frank Luntz. And his issue was mainly centered on the fact that Congress is at a standstill, U.S. Congress. And he made the point to the governors that the only way to address a lot of these issues was by the Western governors, all the governors, getting more proactive in addressing issues, which they are. Another keynote speaker was Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, and he talked a lot about the lack of trust between Interior and local and state governments and what his goal is to remedy that situation. They had several tours. Let's see what else. There was one other keynote speaker that I thought was worthy of mentioning. Jeff Bridges, the actor,
really,
was one of their keynote speakers, and his issue was what he's done in the in the realm of No Kid Hungry, providing meals to kids that don't get meals at school, and how it improves their education if they have some food in their belly. And
cool.
Each of the governors kind of went around and said what they're doing in their own state, and there's a significant amount being done. It was a good meeting. My expenses were paid for with the WIR budget, so there's no expense to the county.
No cost to the county.
The only other thing I'd have to record is, and it's kind of related to comments made by the Interior Secretary, I'm involved with the National Planning Shop and the BLM in how to improve the planning process. We have now weekly conference calls with Western's commissioners, and BLM had a webinar last week. I was on a panel with BLM on the webinar, trying to get started, and we're breaking this down basically into the BLM planning handbook and recommendations for changes to that, the BLM National Environmental Policy Act, what needs to be changed, if anything, there to better accomplish NEPA, EAs, EIS's, categorical exclusions, all the NEPA stuff that BLM does every day. How can we make that work better?
Cool.
And then, of course, there will be a point we will be making recommendations as to Congress as to legislative statutory changes that need to be made, whether it the Federal Land Policy Management Act or NEPA or whatever it might be. A lot of interest, and it is, I think, a real opportunity for local government to truly have input into how to make it work better.
Terrific.
So,
you know, this is kind of refreshing.
Well, it's going to be very time consuming.
Yeah.
I think that I'll be needing to go to D.C. with Gregory Cowan the 1st of August. That will be funded by the governor's fund on FINERPA. Mm-hmm. We'll pay for that travel expense, but the governor is very supportive of this. We're including Jessica Crowder, who's the governor's policy, natural resource policy person. We're keeping her up to speed every day. I had some sideboard discussions with Western governor's staff. They're looking to see what our input is as well. So I think there's opportunity there to really make things work better.
You bet.
I hope so. And that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Wonderful. Thank you, Commissioner Bousman.
Tom, did you have a question?
I was going to ask you, but I don't really go ahead.
I had a question.
Go ahead.
And that was in Dow. What's our position on that? Where are we? Our involvement? What are we? I think we're still working on that. Or do we not know?
The part that I sat through was very interesting.
You're talking about the survey, right?
No,
is that what you're asking about?
No, that meeting that they went to,
right.
And where do we go from there?
Right.
What's expected of us, if anything, at this point?
I actually went to a meeting also with Albert, Matt Murdock, and Jeremy Ryman.
Jeremiah.
Governor's guy.
Jeremiah Ryman.
At the dam. Just to. It wasn't really lightning, it was just kind of the direction they're trying to go with in Dow. It's starting to get some traction, it seems to me like.
Where are we sitting on that survey thing? Tom, any idea?
The only part I know that's been accomplished is what Tammy Crossan, I think. Is that who filled out that form there? Did you saw the email?
I saw that.
The part that was filled out.
Was,
I thought Elena was doing
Elena
something.
Elena going to help?
Was that it? Yeah, Elena was going to work with this also. I haven't talked to her since. I was hoping to touch base with her at the endowment meeting, but I didn't.
Maybe. Perhaps if you can follow up with Elena then.
All right.
So I want to see what we need, what she needs, what we haven't done, what we need to continue to do.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll get in touch with you later.
Okay. I welcomed the Endow Executive Council at their function Thursday night and spoke briefly on economic diversity in rural communities and rural counties, and told them that a good way to help us with our economic diversity is for them to stay and spend money. So, hopefully they did.
I wonder if this could result in a request to the legislature for some help in broadband in rural areas around the state.
And I made that comment, and they got that loud and clear from both myself and from the mayor of Pinedale. Mayor welcomed them that morning, and then I hit them that night. So I think they got the message. What's really concerning us?
You'll hear it in every rural.
Oh, they will. Same deal. And part of my presentation, which was very brief, was economic diversity in our county means that we can employ the people who live here and that we can get our children to come back.
Yes.
That was my message to them. We can provide opportunities for our children to come back after they get their education.
Oh, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you're done, I'll be
I'm finished. Go right ahead.
I attended the last Forest Collaborative, and it's kind of honing in now on Hoback Ranches, the wildland-urban interface, and expanding out from there. Right now, the Forest Service is to be coming up with the resources they need, and feel free, Shad, to add anything I forget on this. It appears that we're close to really defining what we want to do. There's concern about funding. That said, I got an email, I don't know if you were on that or not, Shad, from Rich Sten, that apparently we got a pretty substantial pile of money coming to the BT to help do some of the projects that need to happen. And probably get more detail about it at the next meeting. But anyway, it's moving forward. It seems to have pretty strong support from the agencies and all around. Do you have anything to add to that, Chad?
I met with our grant coordinator from Wyoming State Forestry and got some guidance and direction from him on moving forward with how to apply for some grants to do some fuel reduction on the private property side of events. I think we've got a good opportunity to provide a targeted approach to really be effective up there. And we're moving forward with examining that, and at the next commission meeting 2 weeks from now, I should have a rough draft that we can request approval from the board to move forward with that grant application.
Perfect. Thank you, Chad. Anything further in old business, gentlemen?
I don't think so.
Okay. Todd, come on up. If you can stand us, stamp them.
You're almost to the end.
You know, Mary's got some bad boys for us to stand.
It's kind of like listening to water flow.
All right. Fill us in on what we need to know.
Well, I don't know that you guys need to know anything I need to know. How's that?
No, I don't buy it.
I didn't know if you guys were all laying on the floor after I sent you the quotes for the roof.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard no response. So.
Well, you know, there was only one AED in the courthouse, and it was busy. So.
It was booked up?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, from my standpoint, we just need to know whether we're going to protect the building or...
at whatever cost?
Well, I think we've done our due diligence as far as getting quotes.
I you know, as much as it pains me, we don't have a choice here. We need to get that taken care of.
Okay.
And I guess as far as I'm concerned, they're both astronomical. I'd rather put the local guy to work.
I admire that.
So, anyway, gentlemen.
I agree. How much difference you want to say?
Well, and here's the kicker, is this quote was from last year, so I'm
right.
sure.
So it's probably up.
It's up. There was $8,000 or $6,000 difference.
Right, so let's put the local guy to work.
They're different roofing systems, but
I think we're going to get a better product with the local guy.
Well,
my opinion. Now, what do you think?
I agree. I mean, as far as I'm just not a big fan of the membrane roof system. Let's go with metal. What they're doing, and it says it in his quote, but they're going to actually roll them panels, so them panels are going to be from the eave to the peak. They're going to be the full length, so there's not going to be them seams in each run. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it will be a good product.
So what we'll need is a motion to accept the bid from Home Improvement Specialists.
Was the local guy the guy that was going to put the skylights back in? Or?
No.
Okay. He was the one that was going to remove them?
Yep.
Okay.
They're coming out. And they would have come out with the other quote as well.
So, this is an RFP, right? It's not, or is it an actual?
It's an actual bid.
Yeah. So, are we going to get in the same problem we did on the road project by accepting the low bid because it's local and then get the hell seed out of us?
No, because we didn't accept the low bid. We accepted the next bid,
this
and that's how.
Not the low bid either.
Yeah,
no,
is.
This is.
This is the low
this
bid.
This is the low
yeah.
bid.
Oh, okay.
This yeah. is the low bid.
Sorry, I thought it was the other way around.
No, this is the low bid.
All right, well, no issue.
We're going to be okay.
No worry.
You just the name of this? Sent a shiver down my spine.
HIS Construction.
I'll make a motion that we accept HIS's bid.
And the dollar amount, what was the bid?
$80,605.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the bid from Home Improvement Specialists in the amount of $80,605 for the repair of the roof on the Pinedale Fire Station. Any further discussion? Go ahead.
Are you retracting?
No. Yeah. It was a week or so ago since I've read these. So was that part of fixing the stucco and all that?
The upper part. The upper okay. part.
We still haven't addressed the tin around the bottom.
I have a...
That is more money to be spent.
All right. I'm done with my question.
But I sent you an estimate on that. And that is just an estimate.
There's a motion on the table. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Begrudgingly.
The roof's 30 years old. Does that make you feel any better?
Well, yeah.
So 30.
That much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so, well, you know, if that lasts another 30 years, great.
And in the whole scheme of things, you're looking at a $3 to $4 million building,
right?
That you're protecting.
Right.
I mean,
we're whining about $80,000 on a $4 million building.
You've got to fix the roof and be prepared to replace
or replace the building. So,
right.
Okay.
We all own houses.
yeah.
Right, Mary?
Yeah.
I think Mary just went through.
Did a roof.
What did you put on? Asphalt shingles?
Asphalt shingles on part of it.
Yeah.
For 5.
Well, I did. I think I told you guys when we was getting quotes on the Rendezvous Point, the roof on that 800 square foot building was over 30,000.
800 square foot?
I don't know what it is. I'm thinking about changing occupations, but
become a roofer.
Because
the roof on the county attorney's office was horrible too.
Yeah, that was 70 something.
It's a membrane.
Yeah,
and that was membrane.
Yeah, they're just expensive.
But we did a lot to that one. I mean, we actually got it to drain, and a few things besides just the membrane. But anyway,
all right, next,
our wonderful storm drain.
Nice. How's that going?
I got denied tying into the sewer, which was the cheapest. To give the mayor credit, it's not good practice to tie storm drain into your sewer. It causes them issues at the treatment plant and what have you. The biggest problem I have with it is we're talking between 8,000 and 9,000 gallons a year that we dump into their sewer.
Really, the bleeders are doing more than
that. The bleeders contribute more than that. The number one fix would be to go from this storm drain or this lift station to their storm drain that's out in Fremont Street. But you're talking probably in the neighborhood of $100,000 to replace the sidewalk, to do it right. My fear is we can't find any drawings on this system, on the existing system. And so to feel comfortable, I would like to replace the whole thing so that we know what's going to work. We have another option that we've got another lift station here that we could pick up there and run it to Fremont Street and force this that way. But if for some reason we got a belly in that section of pipe and it freezes, Todd's going Cancun in a hurry, because it would freeze and not work and fail after spending $50,000. So Mary and I talked a little bit. I don't know if this is something that the commissioners want to talk to the mayor, want to talk to the town and see if.
All right, Commissioner Noble.
I'll go find him.
Okay.
I mean, like I say, it's not good practice, and I do appreciate his concern.
Okay. Are you going to be around for a little while, Todd? I'd like you to walk me through all the options so I have.
We'll go back
that
there.
Information when I meet with him.
I'm going to go onto my next deal. I just wanted to give you guys heads up on the Ultra donation for the props down at the fire training. We've kind of run into a snag, but I think we're gaining on it. Questar called and said we can't run a gas line down there without an easement, and we have no record of easements for the power and telephone lines that's already in Fifth Street. So I talked to the town of Marbleton. They have no problem giving us the easement, but now we've got BLM saying they still own that property. But I just gave Shad some documentation saying
property said they don't.
That where Marbleton's treatment plant is.
Oh.
Back in 2009, BLM patented that over to Marbleton. And for whatever reason, BLM's still thinking they own it. And they said, you're not going to run a gas line across our property. And Shad's saying, Todd, it's not their property.
So
anyway, it's not their property. So I've got that. So I'm going to go try to look up easements from Rocky Mountain. Because if we can just tie onto an existing easement, then we don't have to go through that again. We can just say we're going to follow.
Who in BLM is saying that?
I don't know. Do you know, Shad? Did they give you any names?
I can find out. I know there was a good. The information came to me by third hand, but I know it was a girl from.
You want to take a guess?
That's a pretty guess, right?
Yeah, I'll bet you could.
I got a guess.
Did you hear it already? It was from Rock Springs.
No, I think we know who it is.
No, I didn't. Rock Springs.
Oh,
office?
He said it was someone from the Rock Springs.
Oh,
office.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
You need to sit down with the Pinedale Field Office manager.
Well, I think, I think we're
the
there.
The documents should be
the
there.
The documents are there. The documents were
we
recorded
have a deed
with
from
the
Marbleton.
County.
Yeah.
And then there's also, I did find the deed where Marbleton gave or sold or whatever they did, the property that the fire training facility sitting on.
Yeah.
That's
got
in
a
there
deed
too.
Those things are not going to happen until there's a deed and you own the property.
And we do.
We've got them.
We've
got
them.
A deed.
They're recorded it.
Okay.
Right next door.
All right.
So. I
so
think
it's
we're there.
Matter of getting that and showing it to them.
Correct.
Here's your.
I mean, worst case, we may have to describe another easement going down there for Questar, that we can have Marbleton sign, which they already told me they would. So, but I was trying not to have to go through another paperwork shuffle. To
is there some separation laws between gas and electric? You would think. to dig there, one, you're going to dig both. I mean, you wouldn't want to dig them both at the same time. That would be a...
There's really not.
There's no laws on that, huh? Hmm.
So, but like I say, we've got a phone line going through there. We've got the power going down to the treatment plant and the training facility. There's already easements, and I know Rocky Mountain does not do anything without an easement. Right. So it's just a matter of tracking that down. But Carrie's helping me as we speak. Okay. So, okay. But the Ultra is moving forward with that. They've got 800 foot of pipe there. They've got another roughly 300 to 400 feet to get to the building. They've been waiting for some valving, some parts. But Shad informed me this morning that they put everything on hold, but until we get the easement. But I don't think that's the case. They texted me this morning and said today's going to be their Wednesday to try to wrap it up. Okay. At least their end.
Very good. Anything further, Todd?
I don't think so. Was there, Mary?
Okay. Chad, did you have anything to add there? Andre, anything to add?
Excellent.
You do have a minute after. What time are we going to finish up? We're about there, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got...
I've got some more business, and I need to have you do the rest of these vouchers.
About 30 minutes?
Probably.
Is there a chance you can hang out for 30
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, I'll go see Carrie.
We can walk this quick?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. All right, Mary, all yours.
Okay, so the rest of my business, let's do this. Let's do the newspaper.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I requested proposals from both of the local newspapers for our official newspaper for the upcoming year. So I have two letters, one from the Roundup and one from the Examiner.
And you're using the Roundup right now?
I'm using the Roundup right now solely for the purpose that I can meet their deadline.
Right. And the same bids again. But it just works out better for the clerk to use the Roundup.
So you need a motion?
Yes.
I'll make the motion that we use a Pondio Roundup for our advertising bid.
Second?
I'm going to watch one of you do it.
Nope. You go ahead.
I'll second it.
Okay, good idea. Has been moved and seconded that we designate the Pinedale Roundup as the official newspaper in the county. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, please let the record show that this looks like it's probably the highest rate any county in the state is paying for legal ads and display ads. And I believe as a county commissioner that the Sublette County public is being ripped off and taken advantage of. We know we have no option. We tried it. They're the only game in town, but we can object to the fact that our taxpayers are being taken to the cleaners by the paper.
So
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
I have some bonds.
Just to let you know, it doesn't show in our salaries.
It's not trickling down, huh?
Sure should, shouldn't it?
Doesn't trickle
up or down. It is
what it is. Okay, I have three bonds. First one is for I gotta look at that one a minute. For Patricia Schwab, who is the clerk treasurer for the town of Pinedale. Next one is for Jay Harnick, who's the superintendent of school district number one. And I don't know why I have Anita's notary bond, but
You've got somebody else's.
I got a Anita Baum's notary bond. I think that should be not here.
Not yours.
No, that's not mine. I also have a looks like we're going to do a catering permit for the Boulder Bar for the Sublette County Fair. And this will be July 26, 27, 28, 29 at the fairgrounds. Oh, and 10 bucks doesn't get it. I gotta have 10 bucks for every day. That's
for
okay.
Each day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay, we'll hold that off then. Or do you want us
no,
to
go ahead and approve it?
It?
I can get it.
You'll
cut.
Get the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve Boulder Bar catering permit for the Sublette County Fair. What dates?
July 26, 27, 28, 29.
Duly noted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, then I have abatements. There's two of them. And just to give you a little, I've got one other document here for you, but I'm going to give you a little back or a little update before I give you the document, just so that you know. For the Planning and Zoning Office, currently we're operating. There's about three of us that are taking care of that one position right now. Alan Houston has stepped up and he is doing a yeoman's job of taking care of septics and inspections and all of that. He's in here probably every day taking care of those issues, and those are kind of the biggies right now in the zoning world. And he's stepped right in. So we've been really, really lucky to have Alan available to take care of that extra work. We also have Matt Gaffney, who is taking care of all the code issues. So he's issuing building permits and answering any questions that have to do with code issues. So setback questions, if there's anybody, you always have a few folks that are out there seeing stuff might be violations and that type of thing. He's taking care of all of that. My office is we're handing out applications basically and receiving them. And we're also getting stuff out of the files for people if we have the keys to the office. So if there are folks that need copies of whatever, we're taking care of those, and I think we're doing okay. We've got the answering machines on the phones are still operating. We have access to those, and we've transferred all the email to Matt. He's taking care of any email that may be coming to the office. So phone calls, we're responding to those about every 2 days. If there's anything there, and the public is very patient, that they realize that we're kind of scrambling right now. We have the advertisement has been out for, will be, this is the third week for the advertisement for the position. We have had a couple of applications. We've had a couple of inquiries in addition to those. I am not so sure that we might not want to throw our advertisement out a little bigger. We're at Wild Pass as well as on our website, our county website. We may want to send it out a little bit bigger. Matt was going to check on that. Okay. So that's kind of where we're at with
that. Still just the two applicants.
Right. But we've got two other inquiries with no applications.
Okay. When you say bigger, what do you refer to?
Well, we're out statewide right now. We might want to go regionally.
Oh. Okay.
So, but the other thing too is that I'm also thinking that, it's the end of the budget year. If there's someone that's currently working somewhere in a county that may possibly being RIFed this year, everybody's cutting their budget this year and have over the past few years, there might be something happening there that we could, we might pick up somebody that's currently working in the field in another county. in the state.
Sweetwater County.
So
laid off a bunch of bottom out. Okay.
Well, that I know Albany County, they laid off 10 employees in various disciplines and stuff. So there's some of that kind of going on. Those people may be looking for work. We may get skunked in that arena as well. Yeah. But I think we're doing okay. We're holding our own right now, but we need to continue to look for a replacement for that office. So.
Okay.
Along the same line, with the planning and zoning hat on here for a couple more minutes, we had a resolution that Bart had prepared back for a May meeting. This is an issue that did not and does not need to go through planning and zoning, but it has to do with reinstating rural residential 10 zoning on the property that's owned by Scott Leeper that's up in Bondurant. Quite a while ago, a number of years ago, that property was zoned rural residential 10. He never developed it. And so it was given back. It gives you a tax advantage, actually, to give back the zoning.
Okay.
Because it goes from residential to ag.
So it went back to ag.
Yeah, so it went back to ag. He's in the process of preparing an application for subdivision. Bart recommended to reinstate the rural residential 10 zoning again for that application. The application has not been filed yet. It was in process. So that's still in the works. But he did have this prepared in May for you to sign. Why I didn't have it, I don't know. But fast forward. So, anyway.
Very good. So, we'll need a motion to adopt this resolution.
So that does not need to go through the P&G?
No.
Can we do that?
No.
So this is to go from ag back to rural residential?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Leeper's property.
Going back right. To RR10.
Right.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 17-100310N, a resolution adopting the determination of planning director to reinstate the rural residential 10 zoning for the Scott Leeper property. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Are they still in negotiation on that subdivision then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I've got, without Bart here, I've lost.
Yeah. We don't have an application yet, so.
Very good.
And we've got.
I guess my question is.
There's some more issues.
Would there have to be neighbor notices on this?
There were neighbor notices on that
okay.
already.
So they've already
yeah.
done, okay.
It's already, yeah, all that work was already done. And he
yeah,
actually...
Not the application, it's just go back to RR10.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. And he actually expected some protests and didn't get any. Because I know we had talked to that. Okay.
All right, what else?
I just have a pile of vouchers here. These are the ones that have come since this morning.
Okay.
So, the biggest, fattest one is payroll, which I need to have you approve Ron's payroll. So, we can keep these flat.
Just hand them to me one at a time and I'll deal with it. Does
okay.
that work?
Yeah. Do you want, how do you want to do, we've had this discussion about Ron Gordon's payroll. How do you want to, do you want one guy to sign this to approve it?
Somebody, one person needs to approve it, and I believe that would be the Commissioner Burnett.
Okay.
And then we need
to. So, do that. And that takes care of that. Okay.
That's the biggest mess.
That's the biggest mess of all. Okay. Then the rest of these, they weren't on your list for today, so just take a look at them. Mm-hmm.
you get Andy that letter from Shad talking about the Hoback improvement request and commission?
What do you want us to
do?
Can we just tell Mr. Ron?
Look, it should be on the back.
He was going to go the original one.
Can I close it up or do you want it left?
Okay. No, I close these up.
I would take a little delight in doing that.
Yes.
Harry, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
In fact, I'll probably go with
him. Yeah, there you go.
But I won't tell him you've got to give a speech.
The budget transfer would be the final budget. It's not, though.
Yeah. Well, it's the final transfer for the current budget.
Okay.
The new budget won't get adopted until the
July 18th.
July 18th.
Yes. Retroactive to July 1st.
Right, right.
Okay. So he might ask you for a copy of that.
Okay.
Unless you have one. For our state council.
I've got one.
I've got the thing that they looked at.
I think what he thought was that
this would be the new budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not.
But I'll take two.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Good job, Kenna. Hey, thanks. That was Verna and Daryl Walker's granddaughter.
I'll just slide one in for 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, and her dad actually was a
me?
Yeah, Kim's
a member of ours. Yeah.
So
I didn't look at that one. I looked at the next one.
Oh, July. Yeah, July. Yeah. Wow, yeah. I didn't even think that.
It's industrial stuff. Payroll up now or something?
No, it's probably progress. I mean, we've been paying all along. Yeah.
You got the actual check.
Can I write progress, on the actual check? Basically.
What's that?
Can I write on the actual check?
Write on the actual
check? Yeah, on the Dennis check. Yeah,
sure, okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to put a little asterisk coffee.
Yeah.
Poor guy never gets any work from us.
No, it's such a sad thing, isn't it?
Quite a few million.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah.
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 I had to, he made a complaint one time, or said made a comment, because he reads the paper and he saw where Rawhauser got reimbursed $100 or something, and he made that comment about that. It was the very next meeting we approved a check to him for like $266,000. Ask if he had any comment on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was that?
Rod Nichols.
Oh, Rod. Rod.
I have heard it's going well out there. For what that's worth.
Well, yeah, that's what we heard. That's good.
Well, from other people also.
Changes in attitude.
They got a different person on the ground.
Ken, are y'all doing firewood this year?
I'm sure so. Can we get you on our list?
Yeah, I was supposed to be on there for last year, but make sure I'm on for 7 loads.
Again? Cool. Was that enough for you?
Yeah.
Good. Cool. Yeah, we'll do.
Just make sure I'm on it.
We'll do.
I need to talk to somebody about size. I had some smaller pieces last year. I really have larger ones, but I'll get together with you on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
put me,
as long as I count on you for 7, I'm good.
Is that the sheriff's office at embroidery? Riverton.
What's the budget?
ML Baxley, so that's
fire.
Fire.
That was
Jackson
and
I was just looking for a place to sign it. I wasn't looking at it. Oh, there's mine.
Hmm. Oh, Brower. So I finally got something from the helicopter, and it's that. I even sent it to Shannon. Shannon can't open it. That's how it comes up. So
here.
I know. So I wrote right back to her and said, can't read it. Here's our fax number.
Yeah.
Here's my email. And then I just called to ask for a phone number.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Well,
because I don't have a clue how she's going to be.
I'll just
so
move,
we're
I'll
out of health care for
money.
The next year. We've got
I'll
nothing in the budget. We don't need anything. We're
good.
You go over and do a guesstimate.
Zip.
And we'll just send you a number and then you play with it from there.
Okay,
yeah.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And then we'll worry about
it.
I
was like always. Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a big, yeah.
That's going to be a
Did you guys read the paper? I'm sure you didn't.
I didn't.
I didn't either. Kathy was just telling me she called Laura, no, last week. She said she called Laura Clark a blatant flesh liar in the meeting.
A bold-faced liar.
Yeah. A bold-faced liar.
Over the phone, yeah.
Oh, and I guess they printed it in the paper.
Yeah Jim Lennon told me that it was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is.
Well, sometimes the truth hurts.
Truth hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like your comment on the newspaper.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
That's right.
I thought that had to be
Yes,
made.
It did.
Yeah, I really wanted to see one of you make that motion.
What's that weren't going to happen.
Neither of us were going to second
it.
No, we'd have sat here all day.
I gave up. I can see that.
It was even it was even against my better judgment even to vote on it.
I kind of thought that, too.
Yeah.
Too bad we have to have a paper, isn't it?
Yeah. There was no way around that.
100-year-old statute that we can't get changed because of information dissemination. It's changed in 100 years, and we can't get it changed.
Yeah.
You guys did your best.
Tiffy, Wes.
And you can't, I mean, I'm having to pump up the publication budget.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the cost, and I tell everybody, figure out how to make this cheap.
Sure.
Figure out how to cheapen
Take
it up.
Take words out.
You know, yeah. make it short. It's like when you advertise for a job, don't put a half-page ad in there. Say, we have a job,
yeah.
Contact the office, you know. Just make it short because they're just raping us.
Oh,
okay,
you're just
I'm
looking at them yourself.
I'm looking.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm having a heart attack because we ran an ad for $275 in their newspaper to congratulate the seniors out of the extension budget.
Seniors for what? Congratulating the seniors for what?